The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And on Sunday, after the loss to the Jets, head coach Gary Kubiak talked with the media.
Can you please describe what you thought about your performance today?
Obviously, very poor, John. We're pretty much dominated as a football team across the board, and obviously weren't ready to play, and that starts with me. But so it's play that poorly. It starts with the coach. So I didn't have him ready to go.
Could you possibly see anything like that coming? Did you see any turning points early?
Well, I mean, I thought our defense played good early in the football game, and offensively we needed to make a play to get going in the game, and we kind of made it and turn the ball over on the 15, I think it was, and they go right down the score and make it 10-0. But, you know, we were very poor offensively throughout the football game and, you know, played a game totally out of whack as far as throwing it and running it, and that's not us. Our team can't win that way. You know, we got behind, start throwing it every down, and, you know, we're not going to win football games that way.
Have you ever felt worse after a game than this one, considering the expectations, the hope, or the hopes from everybody?
Well, I feel bad after each loss, John. Yeah, obviously, it's the first one this year, so it's as bad as you can feel. You know, so we got a long way to go. We got 15 weeks, so that's a good thing.
You've been worried about the running game, still didn't get the running game. You had Chris Brown early, looked like he was going. Is it the blocking? Is it the backs?
Well, I've been concerned about it, John, because we played this game a lot like we played New Orleans and Minnesota. We played the games the same way. When you walked off the field, we were totally out of whack as far as what we want to be, okay? You know, running the ball, throwing the ball. And like I said, our football team can't afford for the Houston Texans to go out there and 3-1 throw the football. And that's what we were in those two preseason games. So that's where my concern comes from. And then this one ends up no different. This team's got to find a way to run the football and be committed to running the football.
How much do you think Matt's performance was because of his ankle, or was he just
off? Well, he wasn't himself. I mean, obviously, I think y'all saw that. But I think he could function and do the things you need to do to win a game if we could have helped him. But to get behind and have him sit there and throw against that defense and the pressures and things that they bring on a regular basis when you get behind, then that was probably very unfair to him. So, you know, he was healthy enough to win at quarterback, but the way we played the game gave him no chance to do that.
Gary, did they take away some of the rollout or bootleg stuff that you usually do so successfully with Matt, or was his ankle limiting him there?
They do some things. You know, anytime you're an edge team like they are, a 3-4 football team, they've got the pretty good guys on the edges as far as taking those things away. But the reason you didn't see those is strictly because of how the game unfolded. I mean, you're not going to boot people when you're down by that much and not running the ball. So I would say it had more to do with the game and giving them credit for, you know, kicking our tail than just not calling the bootleg.
Gary, you didn't stretch their defense at all. I mean, what was the problem with not going deep?
Well, combination. First off, they played a lot of two-man defense, which, you know, makes you beat man under coverage. I mean, that's the difficult coverage to go deep on. When they did come after us, you know, we had our quarterback in, our team in some tough positions. That's me as a protecting the quarterback. So, just didn't have the opportunity to make those plays. Our play-action game was poor, and, you know, if you don't run the ball, we're not going to be a good play-action team. So I don't know if I'm answering your question, but obviously they did a hell of a job.
Gary, how embarrassing is it? This kid made 16 starts in college. His college coach thought that he needed more time, and he comes in here as a rookie, and you guys don't get to him at all.
Yeah, we made him move around. He's good. He's a good player. I mean, we were there making him move. He made a lot of plays off schedule. He did it in the preseason. He did it in college. And I told our guys he'd come in here and do it here, and he did. I mean, he's a hell of a player, and they've done a great job getting him ready to go and get a good football team built around him. He did a great job.
What exasperates you the most about this game?
Well, I mean, hell, everything, John. I can't pinpoint. Well, if you want me to pinpoint one thing, it's just how disappointed I am offensively and how we play. I mean, that's obviously number one. The offensive football team gave us no chance, okay? And that starts with me, okay? We've got to keep our football team in football games by how we play offensively, running the ball, controlling the football, having manageable third downs, and we did not do that. We didn't do it. We didn't give ourselves a chance to do that.
Do you think that did they play with Ryan as a head coach the way they played last year? Did they do anything differently?
No, we saw the same things. We saw the same things that they did when he was at Baltimore. You know, what happens when you prepare for a game and you're prepared to go against his base and play the way you want to play the game, and then you get in the trouble that we were in and go against their nickel for over a half of the football game. So now you're playing against something that you practice a third of the time. And because of the position we had ourselves in, we're going against a nickel defense. We probably went against nickel defense 2.5 quarters, John. And by no means did we think we'd have ourselves in that position in a football game. So
Beeson continues to make big plays. Are we going to see more of him?
Well, he keeps doing his job. He played a little bit today because we only had 3 safeties going in the game. Obviously makes a big play that, you know, after all was said and done, gave us a chance to get back in a ball game, but they turned around and answered. So, yeah, the kid, he does some good stuff.
Coach, what are the takeaways and what are we going to do next week to win?
Excuse me?
What are the takeaways from this game? What did we
what
learn
did
from this game?
What did I take away from this game?
Exactly.
Boy, not much, just other than the fact that I did a poor job at the football team this week. I mean, if there's some positive out there, I got to go dig for them tomorrow. I mean, there's nobody can feel anything good coming out of this football game. So we get to go to Tennessee next week and try to fix it.
One more. What did you tell the players after the game? Did you have a chance to speak to them?
I told them that obviously I didn't have them ready to go, and that we're going to have to man up and get ready to go play a tough football team next week, and we'll start working on our problems tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
After Kubiak, quarterback Matt Schaub came to the podium and talked about his disappointment in Sunday's loss to the Jets.
Matt, were you over here? Were you healthy today? How much were you not able to do, or could you do pretty much what you wanted from the ankle standpoint?
I felt good today. The ankle felt good, and I was ready to play.
I guess offensively, how disappointing was it? Because you guys couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, it was frustrating. You know, we were trying. You know, we started to move the ball there, had a turnover, and then it was hard to get ourselves going. You know, we had some penalties and hurt ourselves. And credit goes to the Jets. You know, they played better than us today, and they beat us.
Usually, you guys roll out a lot more, a lot of play action rollouts. Didn't see a lot of that today. Any reason for that?
Their scheme, you know, with the 3-4, you know, the stand-up backers, you know, I don't know. Coach just decided that those were our best ways to go, and so we're just throwing from the pocket.
Can you put your finger on anything in particular that you thought just kept you guys out of, I guess, rhythm?
I think, you know, we hurt ourselves, whether it was missed assignments or, you know, some penalties. You know, we just didn't execute to the level that we expect out of ourselves and the way we've played in the past. And, you know, we just got to go back to the drawing board and come out ready to go next week.
Matt, are you concerned about not being able to run the ball?
Not concerned. We're going to keep harping on it, and we're going to keep running, and we're just going to keep going. And eventually it's the type of running game that you just keep plugging away at. You're going to have some, you know, no gains, some 1 yard, those little gains, but then you're going to get the 5 yards, the 6 yards. You just got to keep working at it and keep plugging away with it, and eventually you'll get the big ones.
Fullback Vontae Leach chimed in the locker room after that loss to the Jets.
Just getting out and going to offense.
Was it the pressure? I mean, they were bringing it pretty hard.
Yeah, we were bringing pressure. I mean, a couple of times we picked it up, and a couple of times, you know, they got in the map, you know. We just didn't – I don't think we – I'm not going to say the guys didn't show up to play and stuff. You know, they just outplayed us.
What do you think you didn't respond, though? I mean, it looked like you never could get a handle.
Well, we once we started getting the handle on, you know, we went down there and turned the ball over and stuff like that on our own 15 when we started moving the ball, started to get momentum change and stuff like that. We just didn't.
How would you describe this? I mean, is it shocking, surprising? What would you say?
Well, if you would have told me this yesterday, I would have been very shocking, you know. But look at the bright side. It's only one game. We got 15 more to go. You know, just one game. I mean, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. You know, everybody ready to just come in here tomorrow, you know, just look at the tape, see what went wrong, and get to Tennessee.
Dominique Barber, who scored his first career touchdown in the third quarter, talked a little bit about the 24-7 loss to the Jets.
A pretty tough day, obviously. What happened out there?
Hey, you know,
We play pretty well as a defense. We just gotta, you know, get in the film room tomorrow, fix our corrections, and you know, get ready for Tennessee.
Anything stick out, you know, initially right after the fact before you've seen the film?
Not to me. You know, it's one of those things you gotta see what happens, see mistakes that were made, and fix those mistakes and get ready for Tennessee next week.
Take us through the touchdown you scored.
I mean, you know, JV, we made a nice pick, and you know, I was actually going to try to find somebody to block, and saw the ball on the ground, and you know, I just tried to make a play.
Running back Steve Slayton also commented afterwards.
Pete, can you take us through what happened on that play and how it got away from
you? At the end, I guess I didn't see him at last minute. He had put his helmet on the ball, and that's how you form tackle on defense, and he had the helmet on the ball and popped up.
So can you take us through what was wrong with the offense? What was it like out there for you guys not able to really get along?
It was really frustrating. I mean, it was a good group of defensive guys. They were out there playing their butts off.
Were you surprised, shocked at how it developed?
No, not surprised, but you want a different outlook. You know it was going to be hard, but we thought we'd be able to handle it better than that.
Wide receiver Andre Johnson talked with the media in the locker room after the loss to the Jets.
You know, I've seen a lot of double coverage today, and that was pretty much it. Well, I caught a ball the second play of the game. I mean, you really don't know how the day is going to be, you know, when you go out there and play. But, you know, it turned out the way it turned out. And ain't nothing we could do. You know, there's nothing we could do about it now but just move on next week.
Shouldn't this offense be one that's, you know, can't be stymied like that? I mean, you guys expect to be able to move the ball on any defense.
Yeah, we do. You know, when we did move the ball, you know, we had a big turnover, you know, down. And, you know, looked like we was going in to score, and then we had the turnover. So, you know, we can't have those things happen. And, you know, when those things happen, you get beat.
We appreciate you listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you go to HoustonTexans.com to find out the latest on your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.